And now let's take a moment to remember a man who helped define an industry, motivational speaking. Zig Ziglar, the author and speaker who campaigned for decades against what he called stinkin' thinkin', passed away yesterday. He was 86. Here's NPR's Wendy Kaufman.
Zig Ziglar inspired millions with phrases like, "You can get everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want." He offered different advice to an angry woman who told him she hated her job. He told her to go home and write down all the things she loved about her position.
Get in front of that mirror, and folks, I cannot say this strongly enough, but I'm going to try. The eyes are the windows of the soul. Look yourself in the eye. And with excitement and enthusiasm, say, "I love my job."
Ziglar motivated people for roughly four decades. His personal assistant, Jay Helwig, recalls thousands of people waiting to talk to his boss after presentations. They sought him out in airports, too.
There would be people that would come over when they recognized him and go, Zig, you spoke in 1985 in Detroit. You said this, and it changed my life forever."
In addition to speaking, Ziglar wrote more than 30 books, including See You at the Top and Secrets of Closing the Sale. Zig Ziglar was a deeply religious man. The born-again Christian often invoked the Bible and made references to his faith in his presentations. Indeed, when his assistant, Jay Helwig, was asked about his emotions following the death of his boss, he said while he was very sad, he believed Ziglar was now having a grand old time in heaven. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.